QualityJewelers.com.
Minutes after 4, it's Dad Town. Here on your Wednesday afternoon, Rich Kimble, Ryan waiting with you. Bottom of the hour, Bruce Pratt, Sports Lit 101 with author Elijah Wald, talking about his book, Dylan Goes Electric. Right now, the electrifying Carlton Creech, Director of Athletics at the University of Maine, joining us on the G&M Family Market phone line. Carlton, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how you doing today?
We're just great, thank you very much. And I want to start by talking about last weekend at the university with the home opener for football. What a great crowd. What a great atmosphere. You had to be very pleased with the way that opening weekend went.
We were, Rich. And, you know, we've had some meetings already early this week about, ways we need to improve and get better. But overall, I think the presentation was really good. The changes we made to the tailgating areas and the parking. We had the largest opening day crowd we've had since we've been tracking that kind of information. So we were really, really proud of that. Had a great opponent in town, and we hung right with them into the fourth quarter. A team in James Madison has probably got a legitimate shot at being there at the end for the national championship this year. So overall, a great illustration of what athletics can do on a college campus, drawing thousands of community members together on the campus to celebrate everything that's going on. So we were really proud of it, and we hope to duplicate it Saturday against Bryant.
Now, it was indeed a great crowd, and nearly 9,000 people there. And I know you don't, maybe you don't have any way to gauge this. Did you have a handle on how many students were there?
Well, we had, if you noticed, most of the people sitting behind the JMU bench were students, and so that was a full area. We had one section reserved over for some JMU fans, but we had a great student attendance. I don't have a number on it off the top of my head, but the student section was full, and they stayed, and so that was great. We did some promotions there with some pizza giveaways and T-shirt giveaways and things like that, but we were really happy with the student turnout.
Excellent. Well, that's what we see, and hopefully it was the kind of game, I think it was, a game where the team played well. It was an exciting brand of football, and now the key, as always, is to get those people to come back for the rest of the home schedule.
Absolutely, and it is an entertaining brand of football. You said it. It's really been fun to watch this team come together. Some exciting plays on Saturday, and, freshman Ernest Edwards scoring his first touchdown on a reverse play, and just really a lot of exciting play, and the guys are working hard, playing hard, and it's certainly fun to be at the games and watch them. So, we're hoping to continue that as we continue out the season here in Orno.
Well, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but I've been so impressed with Joe Harris-Simiak and his staff, the energy, the enthusiasm, the passion that they bring to the game. And with that youth, you expect some of that, but maybe what you didn't expect is the maturity and the level-headedness. This team, when they had that great game at Connecticut but came up short, they were pleased with the performance but disappointed that they didn't win the game. And what I've seen so far, they don't get too high, they don't get too low, and that reflects on the way the players perform as well.
Well, we have talked a lot about Joe being the youngest head coach in Division I football, and we've got some great young talent on our staff with Liam Cohen coming in as the offensive coordinator and others. But what impressed me the most, Rich, as I was on the sideline for the UConn game, was the level of calm that you felt from the coaching staff. They were in a big environment against a team who played in a FBS bowl game the year before, 30,000 people there. Really, in a game that on paper we shouldn't be in, there was no panic, there was no overly excited feeling from the coaches, just calm confidence, and that was great to see. And I think that's a hallmark of Joe. He is young, but he's mature and wise beyond his years, and we're fortunate to have him.
Well, he inherited an awfully tough schedule with two FBS games to start the season, and then the James Madison team that's considered one of the preseason favorites and has been putting up huge offensive numbers. This week, Bryant comes to town in a non-conference game, but I know you're already working on future seasons, and the official announcement came out yesterday that next year the Black Bears will again face two FBS schools and a couple of very interesting trips for Maine football.
Yep, UMass is a game that we enjoy playing, our old foes, and in the Yankee Conference, and certainly that's a good New England game for us and gives us an opportunity to get some great regional recognition. playing them down in Massachusetts. And then the Central Florida game came about late this year, an opportunity that was presented to us, and we felt like that was a great fit. Actually, the athletic director there is Danny White, whose father is Kevin White, who used to be the athletic director here at UMaine, who most of our folks know about, now the athletic director at Duke. And so a lot of things aligned there. We've got a strong alumni base down in Florida, so we feel like we're going to have a great main crowd at that game next fall. And, you know, we were excited about that, and it fit our model of the kind of FBS school that we're looking to play. And so we were happy to get that one scheduled.
And one of the other things that had to fall into place is getting a little cooperation from the folks down at New Hampshire to flip-flop what's normally the season finale. That'll be the opening game next year. What a way to begin the season.
It is. It's always a puzzle trying to fit it together. And I tell you what, we've got great cooperation within our conference, and the conference office works hard for all of us to make our scheduling challenges work. Typically, our fellow schools also are willing, and we're willing to help when we need to. So it all worked out. We're happy it did. But starting the season with our rivalry game is a twist, you know. But I think it's a great way to build excitement early for the football season, and a great way for us to have that rivalry game at a time of the year when hopefully the weather will be great and we'll be able to have a nice crowd.
We're talking with University of Maine Athletic Director Carlton Creech. Some conferences have said they don't want to play FCS teams anymore. They're getting away from that. Is it tougher for you and your staff to be able to schedule these games? Because I know originally you'd hope to do it maybe 3 and 4 years up, but I feel like it's probably tougher than it was even a season ago.
Yeah, you know, there's still plenty of opportunities. I would say it's not getting easier. But I don't think it's gotten significantly tougher. You know, we have Will Bieberstein on our staff, our senior associate athletic director, works on that for us on a daily basis. So, you know, I come in if I can help a situation or when I'm needed. But you know, Will does a great job on that. You know, he's already looking forward now again. We have a consultant we use who's kind of a guru of football scheduling. That gives us a lot of great information. He helps a lot of schools around the country find the right matchups. So, you know, it's something we work on year-round, and it never really stops. You know, we'll see what the future holds. But, you know, right now we're still able to get games that fit our criteria and our needs.
So I assume you've already had discussions about the 18 and 19 seasons, but likely not anything you can talk about publicly yet.
No, nothing publicly yet, and we usually try not to talk publicly until we actually have a signed contract, and that's just good business sense. So, yeah, we don't talk too far in advance when we're in the exploration or negotiation phase. We wait for those contracts to come in.
Now, Carlton, there was some talk, I think, back in the offseason about FCS trying to get an additional game to be like the FBS schools and to be able to play 12 games in a regular season. Has there been any progress on that?
Yeah, I think we're going to be heading in that direction. You know, that can help. You know, could maybe allow us to have an extra home game or things like that, or work on more regional rivalries with other FCS teams that maybe aren't in our conference with home and home matchups. So, yeah, I think we're heading in that direction, and, you know, I think we're going to embrace that. There's mixed reviews on whether that's a good thing at the FCS level to add that 12th game. But I would imagine we're going to end up there, and you know, we'll embrace that when we get that direction.
Along with football, it's been a terrific start to the season for both field hockey and women's soccer. Heady times at the University of Maine right now.
Well, we're so proud of those two programs, and Scott Atherley with women's soccer, and Lee Simicho, his assistant, and then you know, Josette Babineau and Courtney Vino on the field hockey side are coaches there, and those tremendous student athletes. I'm just so proud of them. They are what we would all want when we talk about the term student-athlete. They're great students, they're great in the community, and they're extremely competitive, field hockey being a nationally ranked program, you know, women's soccer getting a good conference win at home against Vermont this weekend. So couldn't be prouder of what they're doing, and I would encourage people to come out. It's great Division I competitive sport. They're fun games to watch, and we'd love people to to join us here on campus for those home games.
And before we know it, well, it's here, the winter season, just about knocking on the door. Black Bear hockey with an exhibition game coming up, and before too long, men's and women's basketball going at it as well. There is no downtime for you as athletic director, but this an especially busy time of year in the weeks and months ahead.
Well, this is great fun. This is the most exciting time of the year, and I wouldn't want it any other way. Women's ice hockey got started this past weekend. Men's ice hockey, like you mentioned, Sunday with an exhibition game, and then home games coming up. Basketball season, incredibly, will be here before we know it. So it's an exciting time of year. This is by far our busiest time of the year. It never really slows down completely. But this early fall, heading into the winter, it's an exciting time. There's so much going on, so many opportunities around the community for people to come in. We invite you in and just be part of what we're doing. And we've got great expectations all the way around. And, so far, the fall, we're really proud of where we are.
And a great opportunity, too, coming up this Friday night to honor some of the best Black Bears from the past as the university's Athletic Hall of Fame will induct 6 new members this Friday night.
Absolutely. We're going to be over at the Black Bear Inn and the M Club. Our organization for former student-athletes here is really taking charge of that event. Buffy McHugh here on our staff in the athletic department. So, as always, we look forward to the opportunity to honor our Black Bear greats and bring another class into the Hall of Fame.
Now, with all this going on, are you and Stacy going to get the chance to play any fall golf?
I think the clubs are officially in the closet for good now for the fall, Rich. We had a good summer, and Stacy certainly enjoyed her time playing golf. My rounds are getting fewer and fewer, I'm afraid, but we're probably done for the season, but that's okay. We've got lots of fun things to do.
No question about that. Carlton, we appreciate you making time for us, as always, and we'll see you at the Hall of Fame induction on Friday night.
Thanks so much, Rich. Appreciate it.
Carlton Creech, Director of Athletics at the University of Maine. It's 26 after 4.